sometimes there's a last minute switch, but I get notified who they're drafting. And from there, I usually Google like their college football website or some combine images of them to use as reference. And then I sketch those up and put them in a blank Seattle Seahawks jersey. And this year they want their first draft of the day to be put in a new draft flat bill hat because I think they're going to be trying to market that via social media. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I do the sketch and then I send it over to them, and then sure enough, they end up posting it. So the organization, they're really, really supportive of creatives and want to see creatives represented, and they do such a good job of giving credit to all the artists that work for them. It's really, really, really great. So.
And you'll do all of this digitally?
Yeah, I'll be sketching these digitally. They kind of want actually kind of a sketchy feel. This year, last year, I actually used like a cardboard PNG, just like an image of a piece of cardboard, and then used that as kind of like mid-tone paper. And I drew on there with black pencil and then white pencil, but it was, you know, it was all digital brushes. So
that's really fascinating. What is the tool that you use? What is the tablet and the tools that you're using?
I use iPad Pro with Apple Pencil. It's really nice because it's a Bluetooth stylus. And there are, you know, probably over 200 brushes that associate with the software that I use, Procreate. It's a $15 app. It's pretty remarkable, and they're constantly updating it. They just added animation. So I'm actually working on a job doing animation coming up in the next month or so. And I really don't know too much about animation, but I'm kind of teaching myself right now. And again, it's just super, super intuitive. Now, I think that's why I gravitate to it so much. It is such a tool. It is such an assistant to creating. So I'm definitely a big advocate for it.
Having that talent and that ability to use the digital and the technology, has that made it easier for you to continue to create work during this crisis?
Absolutely. Actually, even before the crisis, I'm definitely the type of person that loves to go to different locations and work on things, specifically cafes, things like that. I illustrate. I just go and sit there. Sometimes I'll do from life or some, you know, I'll usually be working on something. I rarely actually work digitally inside my studio. I just kind of find it confining. I actually live out of my studio. That sort of situation has stifled, I guess, my inspiration or my ability to work in some way. It's not super negative. I think during this crisis, I'm learning more and more on how to work digitally out of my space and work traditionally out of my space and enjoy it. And it actually has been a really, really great month and a half or so.
Well, thank you for sharing this with me. This is exciting.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for doing this.